You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We are joined again by Vida Yarding, MBE Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands here on RNIB Connect Radio for another Audio Described Theatre Review. Hello Vida, how are you?
I'm very well, Toby, and it's good to be back.
We have a gripping reimagining of Wagner's The Flying Dutchman by Welsh National Opera this week at the Birmingham Hippodrome, evoking the deep ache of loneliness and the fragile hope for human contact too. So, Vida, did the thunderous overture and the haunting arias of Wagner's The Flying Dutchman evoke the power of the ocean for you and maybe leave you adrift in its spell too at the Hippodrome?
And I can answer that in one word, which is yes, but I'll expand on that, Toby. It was very good. And thanks to the audio description in particular, I got more out of the opera because obviously the music is hugely important. The lyrics are hugely important. The staging is hugely important. But that's when it starts to become difficult without audio description, knowing what's going on. And Jonathan Nash did a brilliant job in bringing that to life through his well-timed, well-delivered audio description. And the touch to it, too, was equally informative. We met some of the stage management from WNO. We also managed to get it literally a feel for some of the props and costumes. And I've said this before on previous reviews, but if you get the chance to engage in a touch tour, it's well worth it. It does help you clarify things when you go into the auditorium, take your seat and tune in.
And The Flying Dutchman is all about a ghostly ship roaming the endless sea, its captain cursed to sail for eternity, and he is only redeemed by true love. Sentia, the heroine of the opera and a damaged soul too, is captivated by the story of the mysterious Flying Dutchman, and her longing for escape entwines her fate with his too. And Vida, I suppose for an opera like this, which I think only had minimal props on stage and I think just a backdrop with projections on it, how did all that sort of, I suppose, emotion and everything else that was portrayed on stage come to life for you through the description?
Well, it came to life very much through Jonathan's well-delivered, well-timed audio description, as I said a moment ago. And you're right, it was a very minimalist set. And that was good in terms of learning about that when we went on the pre-show touch tour. And we got a feel for the very basic backdrop for the opera. And Jonathan brought the actual activity on stage to life through his description. We knew what was happening. We knew who was on stage at any given time. We knew what was about to happen. And actually, I would have said that without the audio description, I would have enjoyed the music for its own sake. But I don't think I would have followed the entire story.
Yeah, and sometimes I think that just a few elements, wonderful music, an outline of a story, and just a few, I suppose, props on stage and description of them can bring a story to life and in some ways, you know, take you to all those locations. And I think that's the skill of a describer, to be able to give you those building blocks in your mind that do trigger images if you have them, or take you to those places and feelings and emotion.
Absolutely right. The skill of a describer comes through in all sorts of productions. We talked about ballet and dance in the past, talked about musicals, we talked about plays. But opera is another form of entertainment which, again, can be brought to life and made so much more interesting through well-timed, well-delivered, well-scripted audio description. Full marks to Jonathan from Sightlines for doing just that.
Yeah, because I think some people might think, oh, well, an opera, it's all about the music and that's it. But there's how that story's brought to life on stage. And that can be, like in The Flying Dutchman, a very minimal sort of staging. And I think modern dress as well for this production. So I think, you know, opera can be brought alive and opera can be something that people can enjoy as well.
And the pre-show notes are equally important in making that enjoyment come to life. And I mentioned the touch tour being important, but equally alongside that is the pre-show note dimension to the evening, which is always 15 minutes before curtain up. And again, it reprises some of the information you may have had explained to you when you're on the stage for the touch tour. But if you hadn't been able to get there for that, and they're usually an hour or so before the curtain up, you would at least get the feel for some of it through the pre-show notes. And that prepares you for what's coming up because there's a lot to take in. And obviously the description has to be sure it doesn't clash with the singing and the arias. And again, that was skillfully achieved.
Yeah, because it's almost like setting that scene, isn't it? It's giving you the description and then you're sort of hearing the arias and the wonderful music and you've got that image in your mind as well.
Absolutely right. So the words paint pictures, as you might imagine. And having been on stage and behind the scenes for costumes and props, it all helped to make it come alive.
And a solid performance, I hear, from the cast and chorus of Welsh National Opera's The Flying Dutchman. And also, as the company, I think this season is celebrating its 80th anniversary too.
I believe it is, and that was a very nice opera to celebrate with them here in Birmingham at the Hippodrome with, and nice to be able to enjoy the opera and learn something from the opera, actually. It was an opera I wasn't very familiar with, but yes, it was, you know, it was well worth the evening and not at all like, I mean, I imagine people when you mention Wagner might think very often that's very heavy, and sometimes it clearly is, but this was very good. Great chorus as well. I think 48 in the chorus. You mentioned the chorus a moment ago, Toby, and yes, there were 48, all of whom sang brilliantly and enhanced the whole overall performance.
Well, to find out more about Welsh National Opera and their access offer, do go to wno.org.uk/take-part/access-performances. Next time, Vida, you'll be reviewing Operation Mincemeat.
Which I've heard a lot about, Toby, and a lot of people rave about it. I think it's developing a sort of cult following. So looking forward to sharing that with you and listeners next time we speak.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Vida, for sharing your audio described review of Welsh National Opera's production of The Flying Dutchman at the Birmingham Hippodrome with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
As always, Toby, it's a great pleasure. Thank you very much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.